Okay, Natalia, we'll start the interview in a second, but first I have to do this, okay?
Okay.
I have to do a little announcement.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. Car advice, tips, troubleshooting, and occasionally answers to car questions. In between the laughter and the snorts, that's the Car Talk Podcast with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. Laugh along anytime to the Car Talk Podcast. You can find it at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. How was that?
Oh, you did great.
Okay. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garst is away this week, so I invited one of my favorite vocalists to come and be a guest DJ. Natalia Clavier, thanks for coming in.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Natalia joins us from our New York bureau. You know, she's carved out a very cool place for herself in the electronic music world with releases here in the U.S. and with her early days in Spain. We've played her music on the show, and she has great albums out under her own name, but she also records and performs with the great electronic dance funk band Thievery Corporation. But she's here with us now with a new album of her own. It's called Live in Buenos Aires. Natalia, what are we starting with?
We are listening to a remix of my song Lumen. This one is Jam Maria's Jamma remix.
Okay, that was the track Lumen, the remix from the album Live in Buenos Aires. Now let's start with some basic biographical information. Okay, now when did you become really obsessed with music that you just couldn't stop?
I was 3, and it was my time of being absolutely fascinated by ABBA. And we were going to visit my stepdad outside of Buenos Aires. He was a writer, and he was living in this, like, you know, he was living the writer's life, like isolated in the country. And we were going to take the train, so we went to this like very, very busy train station in downtown Buenos Aires. And for 1 second, my mom let go of my hand and she lost me. And this was not a very, I don't think you know, Buenos Aires is a safe place, never, even nowadays. But back in the, you know, late 70s, beginning of the 80s, it was still the dictatorship government, and it was very dangerous. So my mom freaked out. She started looking for me. She couldn't see me. And then all of a sudden, she hears ABBA. And she's just like, oh, my God, I have, you know, my gut feeling tells me. It's just like, follow the sound, follow the song. And there I was in front of a huge speaker, completely, like, mesmerized and just singing along and dancing. So that shows you that, you know, it's been happening for a while, this thing with me and music.
Let's take a music break, mm-hmm. and let's play an ABBA song.
Okay. All right.
Which one do you want to hear right now?
Well, since we're talking about myself when I was a child, let's play Chiquitita. That means little girl in Spanish.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong. You're enchained by your own sorrow. No hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny it. I can see that you're all so sad, so quiet. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You were always sure of yourself. Now I see you broken and pleasant. Chiquitita, you and I know how the heartaches come and they go and the stars they're leaving. You will be dancing once again and the pain will end. You will have no time for grieving. Chiquitita, no way you can deny it. I see that you're all so sad, so quiet. Chiquitita, you and I know. The sun is still in the sky and you did before. Sing a new song, chiquitita.
This is hysterical.
Alba, Chiquitita. Let's move forward in your career a little bit. You moved to Barcelona to follow your musical dream. Is that what happened?
Yes. After a very quick, a short-lived approach to music in Buenos Aires, doing like ethnic songs like in Sanskrit and in Argentinian, native Indian, like Aboriginal languages, mixed with electronic music. After doing that, I decided to just do jazz because I was fascinated with jazz, and moved to Barcelona, and I started a jazz duo. I was lucky to find, probably one of the best guitar players I know. His name is Jordi Monell.
What kind of songs were you doing?
Well, standards. Summertime, God Bless the Child, Bossa Nova. I was doing a lot of Bossa Nova as well. I was doing two sets of 45 minutes each for each gig, so I was singing a lot of songs.
Oh, my gosh. With just a guitarist.
Yeah, so while I was doing that and making very, very little money, I saw an ad on the paper saying electronic music producers looking for a singer with native speaking English or something like that. And I already spoke English from working as a secretary in Buenos Aires, and I've been practicing since I was a girl with phonetics, singing, learning songs. And so I thought, I'm just going to lie. So I did call. I said that my mom was Canadian, and they called me in for an audition. They hired me. And I think within a year, I confessed. I told them, okay, since we've been working on this, this electronic music, like commercial music in English for a while, and I think we're going to be working, still for a while. I have to confess, I just speak English. That's it. My mom is Argentinian, Italian. And I worked actually with these producers for 10 years. So they didn't mind my lying to get the job.
Do you have, were there recordings from that time?
Oh, yes. A lot of recordings, a lot of songs made it, in the charts. And most of them I'm super embarrassed to
really?
Even mention. Why? And most of them I recorded with nicknames, and I am not going to tell you which ones are the songs.
So you don't want to play them?
No. No way. I mean, respect to these producers. Actually, one of them is a very dear friend till, now. But in the beginning, I was doing what is called máquina there. It's like this trance, like hard techno with, my voice sounds like a freaking Smurf. And, it's like, it's crazy. It's just like really, it's beyond commercial. It's just like, it's beyond your trash. I'm not proud of that. I paid my bills. So, I didn't steal or whatever. But I am not, artistically has nothing to do with me.
Let's go back for a second. I think we'd really like to hear some music that you recorded in Sanskrit and in indigenous languages. Do you mind if we hear some music from that era?
No, not at all.
From the Natalia Clavier vault, this is the track Trigu from her performance with the band Cosmic Laughter. Sample of the evolution of vocalist Natalia Clavier from 1998. Now, you mentioned that jazz has been a constant influence on your music, so let's hear some jazz, specifically Billie Holiday and her classic performance of God Bless the Child. At what point in your life did you really understand the meaning of that song and her performance?
Oh, that's a great question. Definitely not at 19, for sure. Maybe last year?
We'll come back to that answer.
Okay.
There's a song. There's a story behind that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child got his own, that's got his own.
So always stunning to me to how many people all over the world were touched and affected and influenced by Billie Holiday.
What really got me about Billie's voice is how broken she sounds. And I've always felt broken since I was a child. And I had this like melancholic, I don't know how to describe it, like this void inside of me that I always felt that I was never going to be able to fill in. And I think that shows in her voice as well.
Why was that? Where did that void come from?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into like super deep details, but I didn't feel like loved precisely. And so I've been, you know, a girl and a teenager and a young woman with huge daddy issues. And that's, you know, that makes you sad most of the time.
And that influences you in how you make music, how you listen to music, and how you present your music?
Absolutely, yes. And for a long time, I felt embarrassed of these things. But when I started to actually write songs and I was able to, you know, exercise in a way all of these things into songs and just be honest. And then at some point I started to realize that I was affecting people in a good way, meaning some people can just relate to what I'm feeling or what I was feeling and, you know, make them feel better. That made me almost like forget about being ashamed or embarrassed about all these things. And now I just like, I go for honesty when I write. Whatever I'm going through, I'm just going to pour it into my song.
Is there a particular song that made you understand that? Something that you wrote?
There are songs. This is a very interesting question because the songs that I'm working on right now are probably the most cathartic, and they're part of this transformation period in my life that was triggered by my divorce. You know, when you go through something as deep as that experience, it triggers a lot of stuff from your past, right? So that obviously affected my art and my craft and connected me with places in myself that I wasn't able to connect before all this work and all this pain and growth. I know which ones are these songs, but these are in a demo state right now. So unfortunately, I cannot play them for you, but hopefully they will be out by the fall this year.
You know, every time we've run into each other and you and I talk, it always gets real deep real fast.
Yeah, I'm like, you made me get emotional every time. What's up with that?
I don't know, man.
It's crazy.
Let's play a song from one of your past albums. I have something queued up. Nada, you want to hear Nada?
Sure, the album version or the live version?
The album version.
Okay, let's do it.
Which album is this from and what year?
This is from Lumen 2013.
Voy subiendo por la ladera de una altísima montaña. No veo, no veo la cima, me quedan kilómetros aún para llegar. Thank you. paso firme voy ascendiendo y mantengo el ritmo. Ya veo diviso la cima, me resta un último esfuerzo para llegar. Ah, y dejo una todas mis maletas, suelto el equipaje de esta vida. Ya no tengo nada que cargar, nada que arrastrar, nada. Viajo ligero,
we mentioned earlier that you are also the lead vocalist for the band The Thievery Corporation, which is based here in Washington, D.C.
Yes, one of them.
They are, how I describe them as electronic, dance, funk, coolness. How did you hook up with them, and what is that like for you as an artist? How does that help you express yourself?
Thievery Corporation is two guys, Eric Hilton and Rob Garza. It's a duo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a lot of collaborators. I'm one of the lead vocalist collaborators. And so Eric Hilton was producing Federico Obel's second album. I think I did pretty much the whole thing. I sang most of the tracks on that album. So I went to Washington, D.C. to record vocals for this album, and Eric really liked what I did, and then he heard some of my demos on solo demos on MySpace, and eventually he invited me to join the circus and that is called Thievery Corporation.
And for those listeners who don't know the band or haven't seen them live, big stage production centered around the two guys that are leading the band, but just percussion, horns, bass, guitar, singers, dancers,
sitar,
just tons of stuff. It's a fantastic party and a great...
It is a party,
it
definitely.
It is, it's a dance session.
Yes.
And you have become one, like you said, you've become one of the signature voices in their live presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about that live performance, because I follow you on Facebook, and what's it like to be in the stage when there are thousands and tens of thousands of people just completely wrapped up in your performance?
I always feel like there's this like giant ball of energy that hits me on my chest, and sometimes I even get goosebumps, you know, when I'm on stage, and that is like, it's a crazy feeling. It's a crazy sensation, and it's all because of the energy that the people are projecting towards me. It's hard, you know. I'm sure you heard this before, but it's really hard to describe. It's such a unique exchange. It's power. It's very powerful.
You perform live with them, but you also have performed in the studio with them.
Correct.
What do you want to play?
I would like to play a song of their album Saudade. This song is called Claridad.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you do really well is you listen to a lot of stuff. So let's hear another track that you brought in. Which one do you want to hear?
Let's hear one of my biggest influence when it comes down to singing in Spanish. I did not sing in Spanish until I started working, you know, touring with Federico Bell and singing his music, and until I heard this woman. This is El Desierto of Laza de Cela.
Anyone who plays her music is just completely touched by the raw emotion of her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I was. Mm-hmm.
He venido al desierto para irme de tu amor. Que el desierto es más tierno y la espina besa mejor. He venido a ese centro de la nada para gritar. Que tú nunca mereciste lo que tanto quise dar. Que tú nunca mereciste lo que tanto quise dar. Ah, ah. Ahora sí. He venido al desierto para reírme de tu amor, que el desierto más tierno y la espina besa mejor. He venido a ese centro de la nada para gritar que tú nunca me hiciste. He venido yo corriendo, olvidándome de ti. Dame un beso, pajarillo, y no te asustes, colibrí. He venido encendida al desierto pa' quemar, porque el alma prende fuego cuando deja de amar. Porque el alma prende fuego cuando deja de amar. Ay. Ahora sí. He venido yo corriendo y olvidándome de ti. Dame un beso, pajarillo, y no te asustes, colibrí. He venido encendida al desierto pa' quemar, porque el alma prende fuego.
Before we let you go, Natalia, let's talk a little bit more about what you're working on right now, because you mentioned something before we started the interview, that mm-hmm. you're working on a pretty big project.
It is actually the biggest to date in my career. This project is called TRANS, T-R-A-N-S. TRANS stands for transformation, transcend, transmission, transgender. There's so many words that I... you know, can relate to and that define this work. Let's start with, you know, trans. So I decided to name the whole thing trans. And I teamed up with a wonderful organization called LEAF International. They're based in Asheville, North Carolina, and their mission it's amazing. They also strongly believe in the healing power and the transformational power of music and arts. And so we are together, we're raising funds for their mission of preserving Aboriginal languages in South America and their educational programs around the world to transform communities through arts and music, and for the production and the manufacture of my album and the production of a mini film. So it's a huge thing. And this is probably going to launch at some point in March, and it's going to run for about 2 months. At first, I was just going to fundraise for my album, but now I'm very happy because it's not about my album and my mini film anymore. It's about making a difference and making the world a better place, one song at a time, right?
In the spirit of changing the world song by song, let's hear your last song. This is something you brought in by Mercedes Sosa.
Oh, yes, Mercedes. She's a legend. You know, she was probably the biggest Argentinian folklore singer of all times. And this song is, this song is about death. It's about a poet, a female poet that commits suicide. It's about Alfonsina Storni. Walking into the ocean and never returning. Yes, this is Mercedes Sosa singing Alfonsina y el Mar.
A lot of people consider death not as an ending, but as a transition, so.
Absolutely, it's a crossover.
Yes.
Por la blanda arena que lame el mar, su pequeña huella no vuelve más. Un sendero solo de pena y silencio llegó hasta el agua profunda. Un sendero solo de penas mudas llegó hasta la espuma. Sabe Dios qué angustia te acompañó, qué dolores viejos cayó tu voz, para recostarte arrullada en el canto de las caracolas marinas. La canción que canta en el fondo oscuro del mar, la caracola. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad, qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar. Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando, y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida Alfonsina, vestida de mar.
Natalia Clavier, like I said, it always gets very deep very quick whenever we talk. Thank you so much for coming by the studio to talk today.
Thank you so much for having me and for making me get, like, teary-eyed every time.
I want to remind you that her album is called Live in Buenos Aires. You can find that out in the stores now. Look for her project coming up this year. And then possibly a new album in the fall, if we're waiting for that.
Yes, yes. Fingers crossed for a new album called Trance in the Fall.
Don't forget, you can hear every song we played on her playlist today in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Jasmine Garst will be back next week. Natalia, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much.
This has been Alt Latino, and I'm Felix Contreras.
Caballos marinos harán una ronda a tu lado. Y los habitantes del agua van a jugar pronto a tu lado. Bájame la lámpara un poco más, déjame que duerma nodriza en paz. Y si llama él, no le digas que estoy, dile que Alfonsina no vuelve. Y si llama él, no le digas nunca que estoy, di que me he ido. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad. ¿Qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar? Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando. Y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida, Alfonsina, vestida.